Hello, Gary B. with an update on the local and regional scene. An Independence County man was arrested Sunday evening at the Wildcat Station in Sulphur Rock, wearing only his underwear and apparently under the influence of drugs. Deputy Wayne Green says 24-year-old Joshua C. Best had been placed inside the work truck of a Sulphur Rock man. Witnesses said that was done because Best had gone into the store and was quite, quote, messed up and causing a scene. Green said Best was in a very intoxicated condition with a white foamy substance all around his mouth, droopy eyelids, slurred speech, and unstable balance. Best was taken to jail and given a March 2nd district court date. Two East Batesville residents were charged Saturday morning with endangering the welfare of a minor. Deputy Anthony Carter said he was called to the Husky apartment on K Street at about 8:45 Saturday morning by a woman who had opened her front door to the knock of a 5-year-old boy with his 3-year-old sister who were looking for their mother and were scared and wanted to stay with their neighbor. Carter said deputies went to the children's apartment looking for the mother and no one was there. Carter said before deputies left, the mother and her male friend pulled in. They told police they had gone to the store and were gone for about 30 minutes. Carter said the mother told police they thought they'd be back before the children woke up. Carter said DHS personnel took custody of the children. The woman and man were charged with endangering the welfare of the two children. An Independence County man died early Saturday morning in a one-vehicle wreck north of Batesville. Independence County Deputy Sheriff Jesse Wilson said the accident occurred on Highway 69 north of North Central. Wilson said 33-year-old Corey Ray Carter, who lived near Cushman, died when he lost control of his pickup truck traveling south on North Central Avenue. It left the roadway, struck a culvert, sending the truck airborne. Carter died in the crash, and a passenger, 33-year-old Crystal Wilson, was injured and taken to the White River Medical Center. Graveside services were held for Carter Sunday afternoon at Pleasant Valley Cemetery near Cushman. Izzard County Sheriff Tate Lawrence says a Dolph couple were recently charged with multiple drug offenses, to be exact, 3 felonies and 2 misdemeanors. He said both offenders, 41-year-old Tony Alfonso Grigg and 31-year-old Danette Marie Mayfield, live at 85 Dawkins Lane and were charged February 7th. The charges included possessing meth, possessing drug paraphernalia, unlawful use of a communication device, and endangering the welfare of a minor. Also, some of the misdemeanors were possessing marijuana. Sheriff Tate Lawrence said both remain in the Izzard County Jail in lieu of $25,000 bond each. Also, 24-year-old Hurley Wayne Hunt of Independence County, being a convicted sex offender, had failed to meet the requirements of checking in or reporting to the Independence County Sheriff's Office last year in November. His bond was set at $5,000. And that brings you right up to date.